earth, sky.
You know, a lot of our projections that we make, and a lot of the projections countries make, they do make the assumption that the birth rate is going to come down over the long term, the way it did in, say, Europe. Right at the moment, though, that's not happening, or if it is, it's not very fast.
You're listening to Carl Haub, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Haub is a demographer at the Population Reference Bureau, or PRB, a nonprofit organization focused on population trends. Every year, the PRB publishes the World Population Data Sheet, an overview of global population data. Haub said that in 2010, there are two population stories: low birth rates in developed countries and exploding populations in developing countries. Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson spoke with Haub about the larger picture of these opposite trends.
This year's World Population Data Sheet, which you publish every year, says that the world's population is aging. What does it mean to say the population is getting older?
Birth rates have fallen significantly in the industrialized countries. So the proportion of the population who are above age 65 has been increasing fairly dramatically.
Can you describe the shift in population? What does the size of the older generation look like in comparison to the younger generation?
Well, you know, it depends where you look. If you look in Europe or countries like Japan, the situation is, in fact, pretty extreme. We already have about 23% of the population of Japan who are 65 and over. And in many European countries, the very youngest people, say those below the age of 5, are almost about half the size of their parents' age groups. So we have a lot of things going on. We have an older population, and as time goes on, we have fewer and fewer people in the working ages to pay the social taxes necessary to support them.
What does this trend of more elderly and fewer young people mean for future generations? And is this shrinking trend going to continue?
Well, you know, that is the $64 question. In countries like, say, Germany, where women average only 1.4 children per woman, will that continue? That is a very big question. And the German government and the government of most other industrialized countries with low birth rates, you know, they reacted a little too slowly, I think. But right now, frankly, they're running scared. They're trying to do anything they can to encourage an increase in the birth rate, to increase the number of taxpayers, because how much would this smaller group have to pay? It's a real quandary. You'd have to raise the percentage of taxes that people pay in since there's fewer workers.
Are birth rates in these countries going to continue to drop? Is each generation going to be smaller from now on?
I mean, if they stayed where they are, because after all, if a couple has two children themselves, then they basically replace themselves. But if they have 1.2 or 1.3 or 1.4, every succeeding generation gets smaller and smaller. And this is really quite a phenomenon. You know, it's quite a phenomenon in world history. We've never seen this before. It came as a real surprise to most governments.
So the trend of the shrinking younger generations in developed countries is quite in contrast to what seems to be the dominant narrative about population, which is explosive population growth. Can you describe the dynamics of global population? I mean, is the story of population different in different places of the world?
Yes, absolutely. And they're polar opposites in the developed countries and in the developing countries of Africa, Asia, and Latin America. For example, if we look at Africa, more than half of most countries' populations are below the age of 20. And this huge number of young people who will be moving up the age ladder will be having children. And the rate of population growth we see globally will depend, of course, on how many children they have. You know, a lot of our projections that we make, and a lot of the projections countries make, they do make the assumption that the birth rate is going to come down over the long term, the way it did in, say, Europe. Right at the moment, though, that's not happening, or if it is, it's not very fast. So here, you know, we're adding a billion people every 12 years. So, you know, if we add a billion every 12 years, that is certainly fast. In fact, it's a record. But it would have been much faster if the birth rate had not come down in the past in some countries of Asia and in Latin America.
What does it mean for these countries to have so much population growth? And what are some of the challenges that they're expecting to deal with?
You know, I mentioned earlier that the average number of children per woman had dropped from 6 to 3 in developing countries on average. But that's only some places. And in many ways, perhaps that was in part, you know, the low-hanging fruit, you know, of the urban areas, of the educated women, and in some cases where the government was in fact quite adamant to bring down the birth rate. But now what we're left with, and I think the worrisome thing, is that virtually all population growth today is not only in developing countries, but it's in the poorest developing countries. And within those countries, the poorest of the poor. And that is, I think, one of our major concerns. And many developing countries have not provided terribly well for their poor.
From your perspective as a demographer looking at these global trends, would you say that overpopulation is a problem?
You know, overpopulation is one of those things you can't really define. It's, you know, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with population growth. I mean, itself. It's just how it's managed. Are people being fed? Are they receiving proper health care? Are they properly housed? Are they shepherding their environment properly or polluting rivers and streams? So if all of those good things could be done, now, you know, we can't have population growth forever. But the problem is in many cases, those things are not being done.
What's the most important thing you want our listeners to know about the world's population trends?
The 20th century, I think one could easily call the century of population. In 1900, global population was 1.6 billion. So it had taken all of our human history to get to that number, 1.6 billion. Now, that was a struggle against disease, famine, and wars. By the end of the last century, those two numbers changed places. The 1.6 billion became 6.1. You know, and that's my candidate for one of the biggest things that's ever happened. Now, however, when we started this century and today, we can see that birth rates, in fact, did come down fairly well in some developing countries, raising the possibility that the 21st century could be the century of the end of population growth. You know, and that's sort of what I meant by it's a pivotal age. It could happen. The question is, will it? Virtually all world population growth is taking place in the poorest countries. That is something that I think as a human species or a human race that we have to think about.
You've been listening to Carl Halb, senior demographer at the Population Reference Bureau in Washington, D.C. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.